WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Drake has hired assistant coach Rick Fox to replace Chris Creighton, who earlier yesterday was named the head coach at Eastern Michigan. Fox spent the past six seasons as the assistant head coach under Creighton for the Bulldogs, who compete in the FCS. He also coached the offensive line and the special teams. Fox coached Creighton after serving, he joined Creighton after serving as the offensive coordinator at Center College in Kentucky from 1999 to 2007. Fox played at Wheaton College, Illinois, and served as the program's offensive line coach and special teams coordinator before joining the staff at Center College. Drake went 44-22 with a pair of Pioneer Football League championships with Creighton in charge of the program. Alabama's A.J. McCarron says he doesn't believe Coach Nick Saban will leave for Texas, but the Crimson Tide quarterback also added that he can't speak for his coach and said, quote, I stay out of his business. McCarron made his comments in advance of tonight's College Football Awards show. Saban reportedly is being targeted by Texas officials to be the Longhorns' next coach if current coach Mac Brown steps down. Boise State has found a new football coach a week after losing Chris Peterson to Washington. Arkansas State coach Brian Harsin has been lured back to Idaho to coach the Broncos. He worked at Boise State from 2001 to 2010 and was the offensive coordinator for 5 years under Peterson. He left in 2010 to become offensive coordinator at Texas before taking over the Arkansas State job last season. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that Connecticut has hired Notre Dame defensive coordinator Bob Diaco as its head football coach. The 40-year-old Diaco takes over a team that went 3-9 this season and fired Paul Pasqualoni after an 0-4 start. Diaco won the 2012 Broyles Award as the nation's top assistant coach. In NFL news, Washington Redskins coach Mike Shanahan has followed through with the plan he announced Monday, shutting down Robert Griffin III for the rest of the season. Shanahan says it's to protect the second-year quarterback from serious injury. Kirk Cousins will start for the 3-10 Redskins when they face Atlanta this week. Veteran Rex Grossman will serve as the backup. Shanahan points out that Griffin has been sacked 24 times in the last five games and has taken numerous other hits. Denver receiver Wes Welker won't play tonight against San Diego as he recovers from his second concussion in less than a month. Welker was injured on a legal hit in Sunday's win over Tennessee. He also sustained a concussion November 17th against Kansas City, but played the following week at New England. Minnesota running back Adrian Peterson has shed the walking boot on his sprained right foot, but he wasn't ready for practice yesterday. He probably won't participate until tomorrow at the earliest, leaving his status for Sunday's game against Philadelphia in doubt. Well, the Arizona Wildcats posted an easy victory in their first game since moving to the top of the Associated Press men's college basketball poll. Brandon Ashley scored 15 points, and the Wildcats shot 52% in a 74-48 romp over New Mexico State. Freshman Rondae Hollis-Jefferson had 12 points and 8 boards for Arizona, who out-rebounded the Aggies 38-22 and improved to 10-0 for the second straight year. Third-ranked Ohio State and number 4 Wisconsin also stayed undefeated. Lenzel Smith Jr. delivered 19 points and 8 rebounds as the Buckeyes hammered Bryant, 86-48. Amir Williams added 12 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 blocks for Ohio State, which led by 20 at halftime and had 9 players score at least 6 points in the contest. Ben Brust scored 18 points, and Frank Kaminsky added 16 as the Badgers silenced in-state rival Milwaukee, 78-52. Brust hit his first 6 shots, including 4 from behind the 3-point line. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey's solution to having 10 guys who can play has been to play them all. It's made the Hawkeyes one of the most deep and dangerous teams in the country. Number 23 Iowa heads into Friday night's game at number 17 Iowa State with a rotation that's the envy of opponents everywhere. The Hawkeyes have 10 players averaging at least 15 minutes per game, and they're getting nearly half of their Big Ten leading 89.5 points a game from the backups. Iowa's talented and experienced pool of reserves is a major reason why the Hawkeyes are fourth nationally with a scoring margin of plus 24.6 per game. We'll have that Iowa-Iowa State matchup for you Friday night here on the radio from Ames. It's a late contest, though. 7:30 we're on the air with the pregame. 8:30 is tip time. Well, Drake senior guard Gary Ricks Jr., the team's second leading scorer, will miss the rest of the season with a broken foot. The Bulldogs say that Ricks, who is averaging 12.3 points a game with a team-high 3.6 assists, has a fractured bone in his left foot. Ricks was shooting 45% from three-point range for Drake, which has surged to a surprising 6-2 start. Ricks also scored 25 points for the Bulldogs in a win over Fresno State late last month. In the NBA yesterday, it was Orlando beating Charlotte 92-83. The LA Clippers topped Boston 96-88. New York over Chicago 83-78. New Orleans an overtime winner over Detroit 111-106. Oklahoma City beat Memphis 116-100. It was Minnesota topping Philadelphia 106-99. San Antonio big over Milwaukee 109-77. Utah outscored Sacramento 122-101, and Golden State edging Dallas 95-93. In the National Hockey League, Los Angeles beat Toronto 3-1, Chicago over Philadelphia 7-2, Anaheim beat Minnesota by a 2-1 final. Well, the New York Mets and the Seattle Mariners were busy during the baseball winter meetings on Wednesday. A person familiar with the deal says the Mets and 40-year-old right-hander Bartolo Colon have worked out a two-year, $20 million contract pending a physical. Colon finished second among all American League pitchers last season, going 18-6 with a .265 earned run average for Oakland. He went 10-9 with a .343 ERA in 2012 before receiving a 50-game suspension that season for a positive testosterone test. The Mariners have added a pair of slugging first baseman outfielders, reaching agreement on a one-year deal with Corey Hart and acquiring Logan Morrison in a trade with the Miami Marlins. Hart's deal is still pending a physical after he missed all of last season after surgery on his right knee. The two-time All-Star hit .270 with 30 homers, 35 doubles, and 83 knocked in for Milwaukee in 2012. Morrison was traded to the Marlins by the M's for reliever Matt Capps. Morrison batted .242 with 6 homers, 36 RBIs in 85 games this past season. Elsewhere, pitcher Edinson Volquez will try to revive his career with the Pittsburgh Pirates, who've given the right-handed starter a one-year pact worth $5 million. The 30-year-old Volquez went 9-12 with a .571 ERA for the Padres and Dodgers last season. The Pirates also gave right-handed pitcher Charlie Morton a three-year $21 million contract. The 30-year-old Morton went 7-4 with a .326 ERA and 20 starts for the Pirates last year. The Detroit Tigers and outfielder Rajay Davis have agreed to a two-year contract worth between $9 and $10 million. The 33-year-old Davis spent the last three seasons with Toronto, hitting .260 this year with 6 homers, 24 RBIs, and 45 steals. Davis has 268 career stolen bases over 8 major league seasons. Oakland has sent lefty Jerry Blevins to the Washington Nationals for minor league outfielder Billy Burns. Blevins went 5-0 with a .315 ERA and a career-high 67 games last year. The San Diego Padres have dealt right-hander Anthony Bass to the Houston Astros for a player to be named or cash. The 26-year-old pitched 42 innings and 24 relief appearances this year. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona says he's called pitcher Justin Masterson to assure him that he won't be traded. Francona spoke to the right-hander amid reports that Masterson was on the market. Matt Kemp's agent says the Los Angeles Dodgers have no plans to trade the all-star outfielder. Agent Dave Stewart says Kemp is on track to be ready for the upcoming season after undergoing left ankle and left shoulder surgery. Jerry Hairston Jr. is retiring after spending the past two seasons with the Dodgers. The 37-year-old utility man hit .211 with 2 homers and 22 RBIs this past season. Major League Baseball plans to eliminate home plate collisions, possibly as soon as next season, but no later than the 2015 season opener. New York Mets general manager and rules committee chairman Sandy Alderson made the announcement at the winter meetings, citing player safety and concern over concussions as major factors in that decision. Alderson said wording of the rules change will be presented to owners for approval at their January 16th meeting in Paradise Valley, Arizona. The St. Louis Cardinals added pitching depth to their organization, signing right-hander Angel Castro to a one-year contract. The 31-year-old Castro is 4-3 with a .129 ERA and 8 starts for a Dominican Winter League team, and the Cardinals had spots open on their 40-man roster. He spent 7 seasons in the minors since being drafted by Detroit in 2006 and also played in the Mexican League in 2010 and 11 and Japanese Pacific League in 2012. He's yet to pitch in the major leagues. And the five power conferences of college sports want more flexibility in providing financial support to athletes. NCAA President Mark Emmert and the leaders of those behemoth leagues must convince schools with fewer resources that giving them greater autonomy is in the best interest of college athletics. NCAA leaders are exploring ways to alter their governing structure, which would allow the colleges that can afford it to pay for certain expenses currently prohibited. And that would include offering a stipend for the cost of attending school, which is money not covered by scholarships. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.